Nigeria is the most populous black nation on earth, with a population of over 200 million people. We are facing a lot of challenges, from economic hardship to leadership hardship to security challenges. Just yesterday, bandits killed 112 farmers. What we do with dance is that we make our home a better place to live. Dance is our answer to all these challenges. Dance is our weapon. People call me Value. I'm a dancer, choreographer, community organizer, writer. I'm based in Orosoke, Lagos, Nigeria. Because it's a small community, it feels like the government has sort of forgotten us. So we have to fight to get water, we have to fight to get light, we have to fight to get security, we have to fight to get everything. Between the years of 2015 to 2018, we were faced with a lot of gang violence, crime, and insecurity. So we lost a lot of young people that we knew. But we just said, yo, we are supposed to be a community together. We should not be fighting ourselves. So in 2019, we started Slum Party to retell our story as a community, to bring the people out, to sort of address the violence, using dance as the focal point. It was a turning point for everything. Young people are now aware that they can be dancers, they can be musicians, they can decide to be visual artists and make an honest living from it. They don't necessarily have to join a bad gang to express themselves. Now we are one of the most active community of dancers in Nigeria. Over 80 dancers.
A dancer is strong.
Dragging the world.
We are the change makers in the world.
When I dance, it's like a remembering. How can I move like 2 years old Value when he had no problems in this world? Our current project is tagged Rhythm and Blood. The theme for this month's edition is called I Did Not Vote for Bubu, the President of Nigeria.
This is mostly going to be the stage area. The stage is most important for us. There will be dance mats, there will be sound. Just come and share energies. You know how we do now. You know how we do. This is not a show. We are using dance to talk about the state of the country. So some parts of the show might be entertaining, while some parts might seem a bit political. UIA is going to be lit.
In 2020, there were a series of cases of police beating people and even killing people. NSAS was a protest that turned into a massive movement. Initially, it was just for police brutality and eventually metamorphosed to a protest against bad governance in Nigeria. It was so intense, we blocked Stodmelan Bridge for 2 days during the protest. It was a necessary event that had to happen to spark up the consciousness of young people in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Revenge, Rhythm and Blood is the continuity of all this, because my own concern is in the youth. Exactly 12 months from now, we're going to have a new president, yet a lot of young people especially do not have their PVC, their permanent voters card.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 6.
Okay. Please come together, all dancers on the floor.
We are trying to use Rhythm and Blood to come outside and tell the youth that if you do not come out and vote in the 2023 elections, if you come to my side and complain, I'll slap your face.
Passing the energy from we to the children was awesome. Like, they now understand some part of spirituality in dance right now. Like, they felt it and it's kind of affected them too, and I'm really happy about that. We are going places, I know.
I just wait to see the dance. See, that kind to see.
The whole idea itself of Ura Dance community is to even move away from the dance and really infiltrate your personal lives, because we know dancers don't get a lot of support morally, financially.
Throughout that corona period, what I do is I lock myself up inside. Honestly, I was so depressed. I was pushed to committing suicide. Then, one morning, I got a call from my sister, and she was like, my brother is no more again. He dropped me a letter. Actually, the letter actually had... The letter kept me strong till now. And still that letter
beyond dance, this is real life for us. So this is also part of what we are trying to achieve, like a backbone to also help to keep you afloat in this journey called life.
This is not a show. If you have your PV sheet here, can you raise your hands up? If you don't get your PVC, you lose your right to complain for the next 4 years.
Put our lives on the line, literally. There was a time where a certain gang were calling us and threatening us.
Why is people silent?
These are the risks we take as dancers in the Oroshoki community, and we are aware of this risk, but we choose to stay. Traveling all over the world to dance and show my works. Could have left this community 100 times. But the thing is, this is my home. This is where I want to grow old. So I decide to stay and be a beacon of hope for my people. decided to stay and fight for my tribe.